CNN, Kamala Harris struggles with young voters compared to Joe Biden in 2020. By Wendell Hasebo on September 13, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's margin among voters under 30 years old is 13 points worse than President Joe Biden's 2020 margin, CNN analyst Harry Enten found Thursday. The finding is bad news for Democrats, who are also suffering with several other demographics, including working class and Jewish voters, two groups that have historically voted Democrat in overwhelming numbers. Biden's 2020 margin among voters under 30 was 28 points in 2020. Harris is only leading among the demographic by 13 points. Harris's small lead would be the worst result for a Democrat since John Kerry lost in 2004, according to the Cook Political Report. The bottom line is Kamala Harris is, in fact, not doing as well among young voters as you might expect a Democrat to necessarily be doing based upon history, Enten explained on CNN. You go back 4 years ago at this point, look, Joe Biden had a 28-point advantage, a 28-point advantage over Donald Trump. Now, you look when Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he was up by just 7 points. Now, Kamala Harris has improved on Joe Biden's standing, but look at this. She's only up by 15 points. That is significantly less than Joe Biden was up at this point among the youngest voters in our electorate. It's only about half the margin that Joe Biden was pulling in. The Harris campaign hopes the endorsement of pop star Taylor Swift will improve Harris's performance among young voters. Nobody knows whether Swift's endorsement will sway enough Gen Z or millennials toward Harris to make a big difference, Axios reported Friday. But there are signs that she's one of the few celebrities who could tilt the needle toward the Democrat. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.